Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Lots still to get to on an open line Thursday. Dylan Strom from the Washington Capitals coming up at 8:45. So that's in just about an hour. And Ted Leonsis, CEO of Monumental Sports, he will join the show at 9. But right now we're joined by Doug Bell, golf analyst for PGA Tour Radio and CBS Sports HQ. He's kind enough to give us some time right before the Masters begins. Doug, thanks for joining us, man. How are you?
Great to be with you, as always. I was over at Augusta Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then now I come home and do it virtually.
Yeah.
I mean, it's modern technology. What can I tell you? And actually, it's not a bad thing. I love being over there the first 3 days, and then I love coming home because I get to watch, I mean, television. You can't beat
on TV. Did you drive or fly from Augusta to your house?
I just drive. You know, it's about 4 hours.
Oh, okay.
And it's just a straight shot I-20. And it's, for me, it's incredibly convenient. So I love it, guys. I grew up in the South, down in South Florida, but now I've been in Alabama, Birmingham for many, many years. And so this is the best week of the year for me. It really is. And I know a lot of people say that, but I really get fired up about Masters Week.
Oh, I mean, how can you not? It's just incredible. We had Denny McCarthy on the show on Tuesday. He's a friend of the show.
Yeah.
And I just texted him, asking him what was the weather delay update. It's a 2.5 hour delay.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing the first tee times are now going to be around 10:30 or so. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I would think realistically more like 11.
11, okay.
Yeah, and that means the last guys, you know, in the 2 o'clock range, they're not going to finish today.
Right.
And there'll be an overlap tomorrow, which is bad news for Tiger, by the way. So I'm just guessing more than likely they'll wrap up the second round on Saturday morning and then be back on track, because the weather this weekend is going to be incredible, like close to 80 degrees, sunny, just what you would want at the Masters. But yeah, this rain delay kind of messes things up for a couple of days, but they're going to finish on Sunday. And these guys, I mean, good gracious, these guys are used to it.
Because they'll crank it all in and get up, you know, up to speed tomorrow. So the guys who were supposed to, what time was Tiger supposed to tee it? At 1:25 or 1:30 today?
Yeah, I think it was 1:28, yeah.
Okay.
And see, the problem with that is that it takes so long for Tiger to get ready.
Right.
I mean, upwards of 4 hours just to get his body and everything ready, and then he has to go through the warm-up, et cetera. And if he goes out today, and let's just say he plays 12 holes,
right,
then he's got a quick turnaround early tomorrow morning, and he has to do that whole process again. And then when he finishes round one, it's like, all right, you got 45 minutes. We're back out for round two.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what the doctor ordered.
That's going to hurt him. Yeah, it's going to hurt him.
Yeah.
Hey, no.
Yeah.
Doug, what a good feel-good story that Gary Woodland hits a hole-in-one during the par three tournament just months after brain surgery to remove a brain tumor.
Yeah. Listen, Gary Woodland, listen, I know all these guys. I've been walking with him for years. And Denny's a great guy. You know, I get to know him and their caddies and their families. And I've known Gary for years, and he calls me, "Hey, bro." Mm-hmm. Every time I see him, "Hey, bro." And I just, I get misty eyed every time I hear that story, what he went through, and we had no idea. And it kind of happened last year at the Masters when we first felt the effects. of this tumor, and to think where he is now back at the Masters. And yeah, to see that yesterday was phenomenal. His family was out there, and Tom Watson was playing with him, and he got all excited. So yeah, guys, there's a lot of feel good stories, but that's one that really hits home for me. I'm getting emotional just talking about it right now.
Yeah, it is. So Scheffler is your overall favorite at four to one. That's like Tiger-esque back in the day. And and then there's a pretty big gap because Rory's 10 to 1, Rahm's 11 to 1. But, you know, Scheffler's played so well. I couldn't believe when I heard in his last 26 starts, Doug, he's got 17 top fives. How stupid is that?
It is. I mean, and we haven't had a gap, especially statistically, between the number one player and the rest of the field. And we're talking good players. I mean, Rory's number two in the world. Huge gap.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had a gap like this since Tiger when he went back-to-back here 22 years ago. I mean, think about that, guys. It's been two decades since we've had a player. Now, I'm not saying Scottie Scheffler's Tiger, but he's playing at that level right now. And, yeah, he's the prohibitive favorite for good reason, obviously. I just wonder, guys, you know, he and his wife, Meredith, are expecting their first child. It could happen at any moment. And he's already said if she goes into labor, he's leaving, regardless of the situation. And I think maybe the field is hoping.
Right.
Maybe she goes into labor. And that likely is not going to happen. But I just wonder if that – does that take some of the mental approach away? I mean, the concentration, he's thinking about what's happening back at home. I don't know. It's just – he hits guys – when we're out here, he hits it so straight. I mean, it is amazing. And with an iron, it's just – to watch this guy, he's at the – top of his game. And the one thing that's very underrated, we talk about his putting, which has gotten better, but the short game, guys, out of bunkers, from off the greens. I mean, this guy is
he's sick.
He's autopilot. Absolutely.
So I'm just looking at top five money here, top five odds. So Scheffler's the only guy with a minus number in top five. He's minus 110. Rahm's at a plus 215. Kepka's almost 4 to 1. Spieth's 4.5 to 1. You know, Hovland's 6 to 1. Is there a guy? Hideki's plus 325. He's been playing pretty well. And a lot of these other guys haven't. And then I don't really follow the LIV Tour as much as probably some other people. But so I don't know how well Rahm and Kepka and guys like that have been playing. But is there a guy you really like in a top five number?
Well, yeah. You know, it's funny. Rahm, LIV doesn't keep statistics. So we don't know.
Right.
And, you know, they play three rounds. They're in shorts. They play resort courses. It's not set up like a PGA Tour. So, you know, Rahm is great. Haven't seen him. Don't know if he's playing well. Don't know if he's been practicing. So he's a hard guy to put money on, although history says that he loves this place, obviously, trying to go back-to-back. Hideki now Hideki's a guy to follow, guys, healthy. Won the Genesis. And when I interviewed him there, and he obviously uses an interpreter, but he emphasized, he goes, this is the first time I've been healthy in a year and a half. I'd forgotten last year. He really battled a back deal. So watch Hideki, who's playing really well. You mentioned that. The guy I really like, guys, and the odds are crazy, Brian Harman, 37 years old. He's playing right now. He's in that 2 or 3 year window where he's playing the best golf of his life. Won the Open Championship last July. Almost, you know, he finished a shot behind Scheffler at the Players. Left-handed kid.
Yeah.
I say kid, 37 years old, grew up in Georgia. This is the most meaningful tournament for him. And look at his odds, guys. Last night when I was on HQ, I mean, he was upwards of like 75 to 1. And I thought, my goodness.
He's 9.5 to 1, top five, 9.5 to 1. So that's pretty good.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm telling you. Yeah, I mean, those guys, Hideki, Brian Harman, Sahith Sagala, another guy, top 10 last year, off the radar screen. Nobody's talking about him. And you get good odds with Sahith Sagala too. So those are just some of the guys I'm keeping an eye on. Obviously, you got the usual suspects, right? Spieth, Rory, et cetera. And they all have their positives and their flaws, which makes it intriguing. But those guys I just mentioned are the ones that I'm following.
Doug, what about a few bucks on Xander Schauffele at plus 1,400? He's got 3 top 10s and 4 top 20s his last 5 starts at Augusta. So he hasn't won it, but like he's close. Did we lose Doug?
Doug, are you there?
Yeah. You dropped it for a second. Xander, you know, the X-Man, nobody has a better history than him in the last 6 years, other than the guys who've won. And so he's knocking on the door. He's a guy, seriously, I don't understand why he hasn't won more. maybe gets tight, you know, like he did here at the Masters a few years ago. Remember hitting the water at 16 and had an opportunity. Whatever it is, I mean, I really believe Xander, once he wins one like that, I think others will follow in a short period of time. He's really, really talented. Sometimes I think he gets a little methodical out there. You know, in the pressure moments when I've been with him in the final round, he slows down. I mean, he's a very slow, deliberate guy. And I know that's how some guys deal with pressure. But he changes his routine. I don't know if that's good, bad, or indifferent. All I know is the great ones, whether they were playing on a Thursday or a Sunday, the routine never changed. I mean, it was the same MO. That's a little different with Xander. But, yeah, you're right. If you look at – if it's like a horse race and you're looking at the racing form and you're looking at the chalk, how's he done? I mean, pretty impressive, his history at Augusta National.
So getting back to Tiger, to make the cut and miss the cut, he's basically the same number. He's minus 118 on both. But now with the weather, that development and the fact that he's going to have to go, you know, he's not going to get his first round done today, and then he'll have to play a bunch of holes tomorrow. Do you like Tiger to make or miss the cut?
Well, the fact
that's going to be tough for him. Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I think he's going to make the cut. Never missed a cut.
This would break the record, right?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah, he'll have 24 in a row,
yep.
Passing Gary and Fred. You know, it's interesting. I was looking that up. You know, Jack Nicklaus made 37 cuts in his career at Augusta. I mean, think about that. And Tiger's about to get 24 in a row. Obviously, some injuries derailed him. But Jack's around a long time. He made 37 cuts. Pretty remarkable.
That's sick.
I think Tiger, I do think he's going to make the cut, guys. And he looks, oh, my goodness. Every time I see him, this guy's, all he does is lift weights.
I know.
I mean, the lats, the shoulders, the arms. And obviously that compensates for the bad leg, the bad ankle.
I know, Doug, when I was watching him on the range yesterday, you know, he was hitting balls. He looks fine hitting the balls. But then when he's bending down to put the tee in the ground, it looks like he's struggling every single time.
It's hard to watch.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch. Listen, he's the greatest, right? I mean, I'm a Nicklaus guy, but most people tell you in the modern era, I mean, nobody even comes close. And the players will tell you that. Rory will tell you that. Spieth will tell you that. But to see him now, I mean, when he walks out, I mean, it's like, oh, my goodness. And everybody's – all the eyes go to Tiger. But you're right. When he bends down, and he can't – guys, he can't practice the short game like he used to. Can't practice putting. That's why he's not going to win again.
Correct.
But I do think he has enough moxie and still skill to make the cut and play into the weekend. Whether he finishes all four rounds, that's another big story.
Yeah.
Well, Doug, we appreciate
you,
the time as always. We'll talk to you again soon. Enjoy the Masters from home in Roll Tideville.
Hey, thanks, guys. We got a new coach. We'll see how it goes.
Yep.
Roll Tide.
Exactly.
Right. Bye-bye.
That's Doug Bell, golf analyst for PGA Tour Radio and CBS Sports HQ. You can give him a follow on Twitter, at Doug Bell ESPN. Don't forget, coming up at 8:45, we'll be joined by Dylan Strome, and Ted Leonsis joins us at 9 a.m. here on the Junks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.